feel grateful to be here.
Yes.
Yeah. Since you last saw me, I have not committed sin. I'm still going on to God.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for the inspiration.
Yes.
Amen. I have something happening. I just get kind of hit up in those songs.
Yeah.
Because I can identify by these songs. Amen to it.
Amen.
I just ask you standing before you today, tonight it is, Lord, will bless His word.
Yes.
And we preach to you, we preach to ourselves also.
Amen.
And the word of God is for all of us.
Amen.
I thought about my brother said this evening, Brother Bowman. First, and do what he want to do.
Yes.
You know, that's so true, and I want to go to heaven.
Yes.
I believe someone else does also. We can go there, but we must live right.
Amen. Yes.
And that's what I want to talk about.
Yes.
Live.
Yes.
L-I-V.
Amen.
Live right. A lot of people are living, but some of them are living various kinds of ways.
Yes.
Think they're having fun, doing things that are displeasing in the sight of God.
Yes.
But if we can live for God and obey His word, don't try to take any shortcuts.
Amen.
It defines you and me short, we just measure up to the word.
Amen.
This is what the Lord is requiring of all of us.
Amen.
That's so.
And we must do that in order to make it to heaven.
Yes.
In the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, reading verse 15 through 20, Deuteronomy, 30th chapter, verses 15 through verse 20. See, I have set before thee this day life and good.
Yes.
Death and evil. Quite a choice, is it not?
Yes.
Life and good. Death and evil. And that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God.
Yes.
To walk in His ways.
Yes.
And to keep His commandments and His statutes and His judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply.
Yes.
The Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land wherein thou goest to possess it. But if thou turn away so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish.
Yes.
And that you shall not prolong your days upon the land,
yes,
when thou pass over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to reckon this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing.
Yes.
Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live.
Yes.
You know, most people like to live.
Yes.
It's a men hold to live.
Yes.
But this is a different type of living.
Yes.
Not just to live any kind of way. You know, the world is bent toward this immorality living.
Yes.
This alternative style living.
Yes.
This whatever you want to call it living. And that is so contrary.
That's
right. Yeah. To what God requires.
That's right.
God requires people to live a clean, holy life.
Amen.
None less than that.
That's so.
If you're living less than that, you are not living.
Amen.
The Word of God says, he that lives in flesh is dead.
Yes.
Why are you living? And you see people thinking they're really having a good time, man. I mean, you get yourself alive. Well, they didn't get themselves alive.
Amen.
They didn't live.
Yes.
And we can live to please God.
Yes.
By taking God's way.
Amen.
In every aspect of our lives, we need God.
Yes.
From decision making,
yes,
all the way.
Yes.
From even purchasing items,
yes,
we need God.
Amen.
Purchasing automobiles, we need God.
Yes.
Purchasing homes, we need God to direct us as how to go about doing these things.
Yes.
Some people may do these things, and someone may say sometimes, well, they bit off a little more than they can chew.
Yes, that's
it's pretty hard to dodge it.
Yeah.
But I tell you, we go God's way. Whatever we choose, God help us to digest it.
Amen.
We can digest whatever God helps us to digest.
Yes,
so we need to live, dear woman.
Amen.
God will live it and live.
Mm-hmm.
Live a clean, holy, uprighteous life.
Amen.
And it can be done.
Yes.
I've heard the saying before that nobody can live free from sin. You sin in your thoughts, but the Word of God takes care of that.
Amen.
In the book of Philippians 4:8, I believe it was, someone find that, Philippians 4:8, they say, you sin in your thoughts, but it tells you how to live and how to control those thoughts.
Amen.
It tells us that, if you want. So we can live a clean and holy life, and it is a must to seek God's face and peace.
Yes, amen.
And every one of us, we are facing the judgment.
Yes, that's right.
Whether you live right or if you don't live right, we've got to die.
That's right.
We don't have a continuous city here.
Yes.
But we seek one to come.
Yes.
We might as well get on down and to business, live it for God.
Yes.
Live the life and the words of man of us to live, and stop playing around.
Yes.
If you want to make it to heaven, you must live right.
Yes.
And when living this life, you have joy.
Yes.
Right here.
That's
there is peace and joy.
Yes.
That song coming to mind right away. There is peace and joy,
yes,
in the Lord today, more than all of this world will see. Someone find that song. There's peace in living for God,
yes,
and joy. It's not a just old terrible life and one that, you know, you don't have fun. We do what we want to do.
Yes.
I'm right here now. I'm not going to get away because the Lord didn't let me leave. But we do just what we want to do.
Yes.
That song says there's peace
and joy.
And joy. Wait a minute, that's compound, isn't it?
Yes.
There's peace and joy.
Amen.
Two nows right here.
Yes.
There's peace of mind.
Yes.
There's joy in living for God. There's peace and joy in the Lord tomorrow. No, right now.
Yes. Yes.
Today, read them. Doing what?
In all this world of sin,
there's a happy
life.
There's a happy.
In the holy way.
In the holy way.
Amen.
It says, praise the Lord.
Amen.
We got something to praise God about, dear ones. When we live in a clean, holy life, we got something to praise God. And that's why you see the saints sometimes. There's hell, I got the hands up. Thank the Lord.
Yes.
Living something. You don't need to hold your head up if you're not living anything.
Amen.
But if you live in this life, you live in something.
That's right.
I tell you, this is the greatest elevated life we can have. One song said, what a great and high promotion that in Jesus I shall live.
Yes.
Reign from sin,
yes,
to royal honor. What's royal honor? That's the highest honor we can get because Jesus has endorsed it.
Yes.
Thank the Lord we can live like that.
Yes.
Yeah, he said, live.
Yeah.
Live. Well, I can help us there, can't I?
Yes.
Live. Read more in that song, though.
I am blessed today.
I am blessed today.
I am free indeed.
I am free.
Yes.
Indeed.
What a pleasure to serve.
What a pleasure to serve God. Because I'm living according to His Word. His Word tells me to live holy, does it not? It says, follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man can serve God. This is the way God wants us to live.
Amen.
And I'm thankful that there are some people that live like that.
That's right.
There are some people that believe like that and they live like that from day to day.
Yes.
Just go back and repent again over and over again. That's, you know, we need to be above that thing, and I am above that.
Amen.
You don't have to repent from day to day. Read some more of that song.
It fills my soul with delight to read.
It says, how it fills my soul with delight to read the rewind. Not the Playboy magazine.
No.
Not the time and all this other stuff. But to read God's Word.
Amen.
How it fills my soul.
In the sacred and holy Word.
In the sacred and holy Word. Read some more of that.
Then
since my cross is gone?
Since? Have you ever had a cross?
Oh, yeah.
You know what a cross is?
Yes.
That's something heavy.
Yes.
It weighs your heart down. When I was unsaved, I had a cross in one. Yes. If you say today, you had one too.
Yes.
But it said, since my cross is gone,
right.
It seemed like my heart must have been wrong for a while, was it not?
Yes.
But when you get to living for God, your heart is right.
Amen.
I say the blood will make a difference, will it not?
Yes.
The blood will call you to live a clean, holy life.
Yes.
Live, it won't stop. Play it right and live.
Yes.
Live for God. Live for God. When you're going through your trials and tests, what are you going to do?
Live for God.
Amen.
When people are talking about it, what are you going to do? Live for God.
Yes.
When I'm going through trials and tests of life, what am I going to do?
Live for God.
When I'm having financial problems, what am I going to do?
Live for God.
He'll see us through. See, Jesus was not rich with material things, was he not?
Right.
One writer said he didn't have a place to lay his head, but he kept on living for God, did he not?
Yes.
Well, he's my brother, and he's as rich as I am. Thank you, Lord. Live for God, regardless of what you're going through. Live for God. When your children are contrary, live for God. When the people in the congregation won't act right, live for God.
Yes.
We need some examples in this day and time, do you not? We hear people say sometimes, church is not like it used to be. Oh, yes, it is.
Yes.
The people are not. But oh, yes, the church is still pure and holy, and the people are still living right.
Amen.
That's the way people live in God's church. He has a clean, holy life. Yes, it is like it used to be. Don't tell me that. Well, the church is not like it used to be. Yes, it is.
Yes,
it's the same one that Pastor Paul was in.
Yes.
It's the same one that Peter was in. Then one. Yes. It's just like it always has been.
Yes.
It's the people that want to measure and live.
Yes.
When you live right, you got the church.
That's
right. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord has grace to give us to go through whatever we face. We can live right and keep us going. Well, I know the enemy tried to do all he can to reduce the saints' faith, but saints, you keep on living.
That's right.
We're not going to stay here all ways anyway.
That's right.
This is no permanent dwelling. We just live right and holy here. We go to a better place.
Amen. Yeah,
get that transitional form. We'll translate it from here on over there.
Thank
you, Lord. One song says something about I've been translated, does it not?
Yes.
Get that song in. That's not a scripture, that's a song.
Amen.
I've been translated. Is that 470? We're talking about living here.
Yes.
We're talking about living a clean, holy life.
Yes.
You think you're living something now, you get right with God. Oh, my, why not get saved before
you? Yes.
That's right. Yes.
You can live here.
Yes.
Right in this sin-cursed world, while the gas price is rising up, we can still live right.
Yes.
What you going to do now the gas is going up? Live for God.
Yes.
God calls you to have a gas anyway, didn't
he?
Just keep on living.
Yes.
Don't just be saying, throw you off track. Just live on anyway. Read that song. Someone got that song?
A resurrection.
Listen to this. Listen to this. A resurrection. Wait, what does that mean? Our resurrection is to come up from something, isn't it?
Yeah.
From the dead state of sin.
Right.
A resurrection. I confess. Oh, I'm living, but I wouldn't live anything. No, I'm living. A resurrection. I confess. Read on.
Has taken place within my heart.
I'm through with that kind of life.
Amen.
I'm living now.
Amen.
Live to please God, the balance of your days.
Amen.
And you go to heaven.
Amen.
If you're not living tonight, you can live.
Oh, yeah.
If there's sin in your life tonight, then you are not living.
That's
you're just existing.
Amen.
We can live. We can do better than exist. We can live.
Yes.
To please God. You get God in your heart, it makes a difference.
Oh,
it turns your whole lifestyle around.
That's true.
If you're tied up with that alternative, it'll turn that around. Cause you live clean.
Yeah.
If you're bound by homosexuality, it can turn you around and cause you not to live.
Yes.
If you're shacking up with someone you shouldn't be shacking, it can turn you around.
Yeah.
It cause you to live like you ought to live. Man ought to live to please God.
Yeah.
But you have a choice, you know.
Yeah.
He said, I set before you this day, life and death. And good is now choose life.
Amen.
It's wise to choose life, isn't it?
Yeah.
That you can live and please God. But you want a song. I tell you, these songs sometimes, they just rich.
Yeah.
Brother Lewis, when you say, now there's a message in every song, he just, you know, half-ass. But you just want a song.
I've been awakened.
I've been awakened.
Amen.
You've been asleep for a long time, dear ones. But when you awaken from the dead, when Christ wakes you up and sets you free of sin, you've got something to crow about.
Yes.
I've been awakened from the dead.
And now I
do what? I live again, see? And now I live in Christ instead.
And
then when I die. That's what it's talking about, Sister Jenny. And then when I die. Go ahead.
When I
lay this old body down. You know, I can paint it up and put earrings and all kinds of stuff in there. When I lay this old body down.
Yeah.
If I lay it down living right.
If I die right, tell you.
Amen.
Yes. And when I lay this old body down to mold. Now, look at this picture. To mold. You know what mold is? Some kind of fungus. To mold and crumble. You know, sometimes people put so much emphasis on this old body.
Yeah.
I got to paint it up, fix it up, and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So they think it's looking good living, but yeah. They're there.
Yeah.
But the Bible says live.
Yeah.
So you can live. No one's going to live in the pleasure of dead body living. Walk around here just as dead as they can be, painting it looking good.
Yes.
No, we get right now, we can just leave.
Yeah.
Read on some more.
My ransom soul.
My ransomed soul, that one that has been delivered from the power of sin and darkness and set free in the name of the Lord, my ransomed soul shall fly away.
Yes.
Just going to fly away. Where's it going to fly to?
Listen to this, brother.
Going to fly away where?
To
one long,
bright,
eternal day. That person has it fixed.
Oh, yes.
In the Lord.
Yes.
Yes, come on, Lord. I'm ready.
Yes.
Going from this place to a better place to be.
Yes.
I tell you, if you live like that, you're going to die like that.
Amen.
Live there once.
Yes.
The devil have you think you can't live free from sin. You can live free from sin every day.
Amen.
You don't have to sin. We have something better than that to keep us from doing that. One might have mentioned about the seed. Someone probably about his seed remaining in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God.
Yes.
That's the word of God, isn't
it?
Cause you to live. You get that living seed in you, you're going to live right.
Amen.
Oh, then with little John there talking about his seed remaining in him, and he cannot sin because he is born
Amen.
Of God. This person is doing to live. Thank the Lord for that. You got that, brother Joseph?
Whosoever is born of God.
Whosoever. Man, woman, boy, girl, old folks, young people, triple people, whosoever.
Amen.
Is
born of God. They just don't be doing no sinful things.
Amen.
For his seed remaining in him, and you cannot sin because he is born of God. He's doing some living in tonight.
Amen.
I'll tell you, we can live like this too much. We can make it in. Thank the Lord for that. Amen. Back to my song again. You pray for us. We don't know how this is going to go, but the Spirit of God knows.
Hey,
song. It's the one that's sown there. 470. Live it. Live. Live something worthwhile. Live it.
Amen. There Jesus paid it all, I see.
Listen to this. There Jesus paid it all, I see.
To bring this wondrous.
Jesus did it.
Yes,
on the cruel old cross of Calvary. And everyone who takes a blood bath, you take a blood bath.
Yes.
Come out white.
Yes,
no.
Yes.
Living a white life, can you not say? Living a righteous life every day.
Yes.
There, Jesus came in all I see.
Amen.
To bring this wondrous life to me.
Yes.
Life from above.
Life from above.
Oh, joy sublime.
Oh, joy sublime.
That's such a treasure.
That's such a treasure?
Amen.
You know what a treasure is? Something we just put so much care and concern on that thing. We just really love that. It's a great treasure. We just put emphasis. It's precious to it.
Yes.
You know, sometimes those things that are precious to women, sometimes they go back a little. Whatnot, whatever. If they break those things, oh my goodness, child, you should have been glad in here. That was precious to that person.
Yes.
But here is something more precious than that.
Yes.
The blood of Jesus Christ gave us this great salvation.
Amen.
That we can live to please God every day of our life.
Yes.
When you got mean bosses, some of them can be kind of contrary.
Yes.
What you gonna do? Live.
Yes.
God. When I go home and I get some bad news, what am I going to do? Live.
Amen.
When I go home and they say, they've been just talking about you, saying all kind of bad things about your children, what am I going to do? Tell them all?
Live
for God.
Amen.
Just keep on living.
Yes.
Live for God. Read some more of that song, though.
Now in God's Son.
You see, there's a big difference.
Yes.
Than what it used to be. Now this person is living.
Yeah.
Now in God's Son, I have a point.
Amen.
In God's Son,
Well, that means Jesus is going to be my brother, does it not?
Yes.
And Jesus was holy, was it not?
Amen.
Neither was God or sin in him at any time. He was holy, and I'm from living like him, I'm living too.
Yes.
Thank the Lord for that. Yes. Now in God's Son, I have a part. You know, some people say, put me in the wheel. And I want to get this, I'm going to get that. But I tell you, we get all the same thing getting that wheel. We get putting that wheel right, we all get the same thing.
Amen.
Now in God's Son, I have a part.
Eternal life.
What kind of life is that? You think about that. Eternal life?
In my heart.
In my heart. I understand eternal means forever and ever and never and never ending.
Yeah.
Eternal life, I'm going to live here and there too. Just go on living. Now in God's Son, I have a part. Eternal life within my heart. What is it?
Translate.
How do you speak Spanish? Now, if I start speaking Spanish and be a preacher, you need someone to translate you with.
Yes.
So translate so I can understand it. But this translation is what?
From the shades of
sin.
Yes.
To the glorious.
And to the realm of glory.
Your realm. Living now. I tell you, think you're living now. You get saved, you get out for God, you find, hey, I'm really living now.
Yes, that's so right.
See, people wonder why he's so happy. He's got something I don't have, I don't want it.
Amen.
Live right, dear people. And our life has an effect upon someone else.
Yes.
When you get so full of it, it'll run over out of the cup. It calls someone and say, what church do you go to?
That's right.
That's so. Are you a Christian? Come here, add me that there for you.
Yes.
I just preach differently.
Amen.
Live.
Yes.
Live something. You want people to see how you live, live something.
Yes.
Anybody can live any kind of way.
Yes.
But you can't anyone live this kind of way unless they've got Christ in them.
That's right.
A lot of people are professing to be Christians.
Yes.
But when it comes to that life and that fruit, the fruit is just so different. Something God living in you. People say, I'm a Christian man. You know, when you see some things come out and hear some words, you know, are they reading the same Bible?
Yeah.
Are they reading the same Bible? How did they come up with that?
Yes.
How did they come up with that?
Yes.
I don't see it in here. But neither.
Amen.
If I live right, you live right, they can see for themselves.
Yes.
Live, dear one. Go on for God. Have a love for God's way.
Amen.
Yes.
One Friday says, God weighs this.
Yes.
Find that. That's a song book. That's not the Bible. It's in there.
Yes.
He said, God's way is best. I will not murmur. You know what murmur is? You ever done some of that?
Yes.
Stop it.
Yes.
Stop murmuring.
Yes.
It does no good.
That's true.
God don't want us murmuring. Those people running back there in the old time, and I think he gave them a request and sent leanness to this song.
Yes.
Just a murmuring complaint. We should have stayed back there with the leeches and the millions and all this kind of stuff. Should have been going on thanking the Lord for delivering them from Egypt.
Amen.
Just a murmuring complaint. We don't have anything to eat. God will take care of us,
yes,
one.
Yes.
Not to have steak all the time.
Amen.
We'll eat a few beans.
Yes.
Maybe a little soup. See? We don't have to be murmuring can on because we don't have the fiery of life.
Yes.
I will not murmur. God's way is best.
Yes.
Nobody read any place but Christ who was walking around and driving a Cadillac.
That's
right. You know what he rode on? On the lone view.
Yes.
And he hadn't been broken. No one had written on it. So go down there now, you'll find a coat which never been rode on.
That's so.
Unloose him. And bring him to me.
Yes,
they went down there and got to give him that coat. They said, what you taking that coat loose for? They said, the Lord had need of him.
Yes.
See? But I want to have been put Christ on. Here you come. He's a king now. I don't know. Don't.
Yes.
What do you get from that? Humility.
Amen.
Yes. Live in a humble way. God will respect that, dear one.
Yes.
I was told in the past, if the way up is down. If I humble myself, God will exalt.
Yes.
Here comes Christ on a little mule. Think about that. Well, the other people, they had their horses and, you know, all the finery on those. They dress them, you know, they just be going with their little socks on and whatever. Spirit comes through there with a mule, all the mule.
Yes.
And he had never been ridden before. You see, God had control for that thing for the buck.
Yes.
If I'd have gotten on something, I hadn't been, he'd probably have thrown me off. But he just took Christ Let Christ in your life do this. Let him control the sea. Yeah. I can just imagine a little mule, just Christ on the mule, and you just being this a gentleman. But if someone else got on that mule and had been written, might get some trouble.
Yes, that's true.
Might have been flipped off of there. But here's a little mule just going, and the people just start praising the king. Here he comes riding on a donkey, and they just putting brushes and things out around where the mule's walking. But they begin to do what? They begin to praise God.
Amen.
You know, you get to living right, you can praise God sometimes.
Yes.
No one should be saved 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 years and never praise God, never say, thank the Lord for saving me.
Amen.
It makes a difference, dear one. When you live right, when you're living, I mean really living, it makes a difference.
Yes.
Somebody else will know about it, see.
Amen.
Well, I tell you, those people begin to praise the Lord, and those other people said, tell those people to be quiet. He said, if they be quiet, the rocks will cry.
Yes.
Amen in the Word of God?
Yes.
If they be quiet, the rocks will. We want to rap the crowd. We want to do our crying, though. Let us praise God with our lives, dear one. Living right. It's praising God, dear one. We can praise God with our lives. Yes, they said, tell them to be quiet and all that noise. He said, if they be quiet, the rocks. We don't want the rocks to take our place, do we? You feel kind of funny. Rocks are praising God. You're not even saying anything about it. You live right, get God in life, you can praise God.
Amen.
We are commanded to praise God.
Amen.
Someone find Psalm 106. Psalm 106. It tells about praise the Lord, doesn't it? Live right, you can praise Him. If you're not living in faith, you shouldn't be right trying to praise somebody. It's phony. We can live to praise God.
Amen.
Living in a holy life will call us to praise God more. We've been going through some trials to get victory. Thank the Lord for seeing me through that.
Yes.
Thank the Lord for keeping me encouraged through it all.
Amen.
What does Psalm 106 say?
Praise ye the Lord.
Amen. Who's going to do that? We don't want the rocks to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to live right so we can praise Him with our lives. We can praise Him with our minds also. Live something, dear one, and you've got something to praise God for. Thank the Lord for that. Praise the Lord. Read some more Psalms there.
Oh, give thanks.
Well, you know, sometimes we go out maybe to a restaurant, and then here's some people that they get to play, and they just start eating.
Mm-hmm.
But you go see a little sight and get in there, you know.
Yes, that's right.
Amen.
And they start eating. Are you ashamed to thank the Lord for your food?
Oh, no.
If you are, live something.
Amen.
You live in here, it'll come out over there.
Yes,
it will. You live, it'll come out. I guarantee you that. You don't believe it? Try it. Live it. It'll come out.
That's true.
Yes, it will. You know, thank the Lord for the food you're blessed with and blessed the family and all. Here's other people.
Yes.
You've been out some of those places.
Yes.
You start eating. You know, well, God can just start eating.
Yes.
God wants us to use our mouth to praise Him.
Yes.
You live for God. You let your whole body and soul live for God.
Yes.
We have more praises in our lives for God. You know, we praise God more. He might do more for us.
Yes. Yes.
Most of the time when we pray, we're begging. Lord, bless me, give me. You don't hear too many people saying, Lord, I thank you for this, I thank you for that, I thank you, and I thank you. You watch sometimes. Observe these things. Most times, we are beggars. That's good, too. But we should be some thanksgiving people, too. We get it in us, we're going to thank the Lord more. We want the Lord to take this trial. Help me here. But thank the Lord is not worse than it is. When you live this life, it'll come out, dear one. The Lord can teach us how to live day by day. Live something worthwhile. People can see that. The Lord's approval will rest upon it, and He won't mind blessing you. But if you live any kind of way, who want to bless you? You're not living like you ought to live.
Amen.
How do you feel if you got some contrary children, you know, and one of them is real good, and he said, well, he maybe something. You might think about it. If there's some coming up that hasn't not done right, well, what's wrong with you? You know, he's not doing that right, and he wants you to just, you know, lean to Him. He's one that's so malleable and respectful. Well, you just kind of feel like, I'll just give you this. You thank the Lord. He's got more sense than we have.
Yeah.
Here comes throwing this cash stepping, so to speak, now living like it should. Asking God for something. Lord, help us. But live right, and we can ask God what we will, get right and do it.
Yes.
He said, if our heart condemn us not, God is greater than our hearts and knows all things.
Yes.
And whatsoever we ask, we get of Him. Because we do those things, He's going to do. That makes sense. That's fine.
Yes.
That is.
Yes.
I tell you, we get it down and it's just right and help us out, dear ones. On the job, where it'll help us out.
Yes.
So many people said, I'm a Christian, and then you see some different kind of fruit.
Yes.
You see this?
Yes.
You keep looking. You see people saying one thing, and their fruit is being something else.
Yes.
But if you live it right, if you live to please God, the fruit will be holy fruit.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for that. Back to the song there. 470. You still got that song? 470. Turn from it. Okay. Yeah, some more of that. Go down to the last verse there.
There are light and life without an end.
Listen to this. There are light
and life.
And life
without an end.
Without an end. Can you think about life not ever going out? Can you think about that? How are you got to be able to buy a life of it? It'll never burn out. Pretty good investment, isn't it?
Yes.
So this is the best investment you.
Amen.
We invest in God, live right, live life and life without an end. And to eternity
shall
gleam.
And I, the Lord of life, shall breathe.
The Lord of life shall breathe.
And worship at
it. How's that sound? And worship that is blessed.
Yes.
You see, we can live this life and we go to a better place.
Yes.
And whatever we do, God's approval will rest upon it. Why? Because we're His child.
Amen.
Thank the Lord we can live this life if you want to. Choose life and live. In the book of Galatians 5, 19 through 21. Galatians 5,
yes.
19 through 21. You know, our soul needs feeding.
Yes.
We feed our soul by taking in the Word of God.
Amen.
As the brother preached this evening, obedient to the Word of God.
Yes.
The soul needs feeding. But somehow, it seems like some people don't understand that. Because of that absenteeism when coming to the house of God, they don't show up. Professing to be saved.
Yes.
Wednesday night, absenteeism greater.
Yes.
The soul needs to be fed.
Yes.
If you don't feed, that requires food is going to die.
That's true.
I hope this is not anyone's case. Feed your soul all you can feed it.
Yes.
And still have a hunger for more.
Yes.
The Word of God says, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness,
yes,
for they shall be feed. This makes sense. This is not talking about steaks and whatever. This is talking about the Word of God, how to better live. And Lord, help us to do that.
Amen.
Come out to the house of God every chance you can.
Yeah.
Maybe come a time you cannot come. But come when you can. Don't say, well, if I feel like it, I go. I've gone many times I didn't feel like it.
Yes.
Because I'm living.
Yes.
Not just, well, when you feel like going to the house of God, come out as a man of some is. It doesn't read.
No.
Is it? Forsake not to assemble yourself together as a man of some him.
Amen.
Come on out anyway.
Amen.
Live. Amen. You got to be living that season. And you're going to want more and more of Christ in my life.
Yes.
Lord, what more can I do? Feed me more.
Amen.
Show me better how to live. If you show me more, I'll do it.
Amen.
But I'm living all I don't understand. But Lord, if you show me some more, I'll take and live a better life.
Amen.
Live for God, dear Lord.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord. Galatians 5, 19 to 21. This is a word of people food.
Yes.
They just read it. Galatians 5, 19 to 21.
Now the works of the flesh.
Now this, see these people, what they eat on, they feed on this kind of stuff.
Yes.
Now the work of the flesh is,
which are these? Adultery.
They feed adultery. Oh my. That's what they feed on.
That's true.
Adultery.
Fornication.
Give me wine and she doesn't work right there. It's a trial thing.
Yeah.
Marriage is not a trial thing.
No, no.
That's true.
It's not a trial thing.
No.
I'll get me one wife and she doesn't act right. I'll just get me another one. There'll be plenty of them out there. Oh, I'll get me a husband, he doesn't act right. I'll just get rid of that rice and get me another one. Well, that's not the way the Bible reads.
No,
that's
so.
Live something better than that.
Amen.
Don't live in adultery.
Amen.
Live with one companion until that person died or she died.
Yes.
Then get to know them. Only in the Lord.
Yes.
Is this time preaching?
Yes.
Only in the Lord. See.
Yes.
Go and separate. Be reconciled. Don't go out and grab somebody else.
Yes.
Only in the Lord. See.
Yes.
Read some more. This is what they feed on.
Yes.
Some of those people got several wives and they all living. See. One person, this person had about eight wives. What? Living? No, dead in sin.
Oh, yes.
That's not the word of God. One wife at a time, good one.
That's right.
till that person dies. 1,000 at a time until he dies, dear one. This is what the world feeds on. But that's not living, dear one. You need to live something that God's approval would rest upon. You can be an example for someone else.
Yes.
Not the work of the flesh. This is what they feed on.
Yes.
I said the soul needs spiritual food. But I'll tell you the other people, they eat this other kind of food. Read some more. Adults, they eat this stuff up, so to speak. Go ahead.
Fornication.
This is a big thing. Well, they fail. I can't help it. Yes, you can.
Yes.
But if you live something, I'll tell you, the Word of God can take care of it. It can't help it. Apostle Paul, it can't help it. Oh, that in the book of Romans, did he say? He said, that I wouldn't do. But it said, oh, wretched man am I. Who can get that brother so he can get it right? But I know you know what I'm talking about. He said, I thank God that he did it. I'll tell you, God can still do the same thing. He can take care of those of God that can't help it. And Paul to live. Find it in the book of Romans so we can read things. Clear it up. In the book of Romans. Pastor Paul, he had a case of the can't help it, didn't he not? But when he got with the Lord, God gave strength.
Yeah.
He said,
old wretched man.
Old wretched man. Let's read up a little further than that. He had all these different problems.
For that which I do, I lie not.
See, that which I do.
That which I hate, but yet do.
Then that which I lie not.
That the law is good.
Then is no more I that do it. But sin can cause people to have the can't help it. They'll say, well, I'm born like this. But yes, I tell you, the blood can give you a new birth. I tell you, the blood can change things around and call you live like you ought to live. They'll say, well, my daddy chewed tobacco, and I must do it too. My daddy beat his wife, I must beat mine too. I tell you, the blood can do different than that. I tell you, you can get right with God and live like you ought to live and keep your hands to yourself. Yes, you can. Thank the Lord. This man had the can't help it, but he said, oh, wretched man. That's a wretched man that'll go around beating up his wife. There's a wretched man that'll spend a paycheck someplace else, maybe shoot and die. There's a wretched man that'll just drink up all the money. There's a wretched man who's going to be chasing women around. There's a wretched man that's not sin of all kind. Immorality is wretched. But he said, ooh, read some more. What did he say?
For I know that in
my flesh, I tell you, the old flesh feeding on the things it shouldn't be feeding on. And you know what happened? It gets worse and worse. Someone sang a song once that said, sin will tear you farther up than you want it to go. I tell you, but you get right with God and live something, it can have no part. Apostle Paul said, that therefore let not sin reign in your mortal body, that you may fulfill the lust thereof. I tell you, live right. God will help you to do it.
Yes, that's right.
You can be mistreating your wife and your husband and your children and your dogs. You can live right.
Yes.
You can live if you're dying right here. You can live. Yes. I'm talking about living something, dear one. Too many people living something, but it's the wrong something they're living.
Amen.
Yes. Live this life right. I tell you, God will back it up. There is.
Yes.
This man had to can't help it. Couldn't help but see. There are people like that.
Yes.
Read some more. But he said,
for
I want to do it.
But how to perform
but how to do it? I don't know how to do it. Well, I want to do good. I keep doing bad. That's what he's saying.
Yes.
The evil which I wouldn't do, and I'm doing the evil. But he said something else.
If I do that, it is no more I, but sin that dwelleth in a man
that'll cause him not to live. But I tell you, if you get right with God, it'll cause you live the life that God's word demands you to live. It'll cause you to act right. It'll cause you to do right. It'll cause you to treat everybody right.
Yes.
And that song says, makes you treat everybody right.
Yes.
Make me love everybody. It talks about that old time religion.
Yes.
Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Yes. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. Yes, good enough for me. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. It will do when I die. It will do when I die. It will do when I die. It's good enough for me. Give me that old Heimlich. Give me that old Heimlich. Give me that. When they talk about you, they call you every kind of name but a child of God. Yeah. I was talking to a man a few days ago. He said those kids call me everything but a white rat. I said they really call you something. But I tell you, people can help us out. But whatever religion can help you to love everybody, when they call you all kind of names, you just feel living right.
Yeah. Yeah.
They say that's nothing to your religion. You thank you so much better than someone else. What other kind of religion calls you to live
right? Amen.
Amen. I tell you, this will work. If you live it, it'll work.
Yes.
When people try to provoke you, this will work.
Yes.
Every time it'll work. Yes, it is. It'll work when the people in the congregation want to try to tell a pastor how to run things. That old time religion, that'll work.
Yes.
Yeah, just listen to them.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay. They'll try to tell you how to run things.
Yes.
Well, thank the Lord. Live, dear ones.
Yes.
Live. Well, thank the Lord. In the book of Galatians, still, we see we're reading some more about what these people feed on themselves in sin. They feed the soul the wrong thing. They said adultery, fornication,
uncleanness.
Think about that. Uncleanness. Some people will kiss a dog. They don't even want to do what? Greet the brothers.
Yes.
Think about that. They'll let those dogs be all in the car. They don't want to even treat people that. Right, but to give a man a right.
Yes.
You think about that. Uncleanness, you know, the bathroom chewing and snuff dipping, all this kind of stuff. Unclean. Whatever is unclean is just clean.
Yes.
These are things that feed on.
Yes.
Unclean thoughts.
That's right.
Unclean books.
Yes.
Unclean whatever. They feed on these things. They get pleasure out of doing it.
Oh, yes.
But you know what they're doing? They're dead.
That's
they
right.
are not living.
That's right.
Uncleanness. Read some more.
Lasciviousness.
Oh, this is a bad thing, is it not?
Yes.
Let's not go into it, but it's a bad thing. See?
Yes.
Read the next one.
Idolatry.
They feed on these things, idolizing their homes, the cows, the wives, the children. Oh, he got his PhD, and he's doing so much better. He's making over about $100,000 a year.
Yeah.
All this kind of stuff. We don't need that. Is he living for God? Ties with his soul. What about his spiritual life? Is it all right with God?
Yes.
This is what they feed on. Oh, he's doing so great, child. He got a big position in that place, and he's the president now, child. That's my son.
Yes.
We don't need all that.
That's right.
That's what the world feeds on. Pride and things of this nature. We don't need that. I'll tell you, get God in us, and it falls a little beyond that thing.
Yeah, that's true.
We're thankful that they can get a job.
Yes.
But to puff him up and he's somebody. He's nothing.
Amen.
None of us are nothing.
Right.
We all need God, dear one. We must all have God to make it into heaven.
Amen.
Thank
That's
the
true.
Lord here. Amen. Read some more then.
Witchcraft.
You know, some people say, I'm going to go down and let them read my palm. Hmm. You're not living.
Amen.
Yeah. God will tell us how to live.
That's right.
Witchcraft.
Hatred.
Rabbit feet.
Yes.
Ouija boards.
Yes.
I don't want to step on anybody's toe, but this is what's coming out.
Amen.
Ouija boards.
Amen.
Yes.
What else?
Hatred.
Black cats.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Horseshoes. Put them up around the door to keep the ghosts and stuff out.
Yes. Right.
Stuff doesn't work.
That's true.
Witchcraft. Some people won't even eat peanuts in the car. Oh, don't you eat over there?
Help us here.
But this is what the world feeds on, everyone. Right. Feeding the wrong things of the soul. Feed on the things of the righteous.
Amen.
If you know it, read some more of that. hatred. Oh, don't mention that. Hatred. We live in a world that's surrounded and seems like it's compounded with hatred.
Yes.
But if we get that love of God in the heart,
amen.
How do you feel when someone hates you? You rather they don't hate you, but you keep on living anyway. You
amen.
Pray for them. Where God said to pray for them that despitefully they use you. If they're going to despitefully use you, they must not like you.
Yes.
But what are they going to do? Live anyway.
Yes.
Read some more.
Various.
Just different. Something you can't deal with. What are you going to do? Keep on living, keep your mouth shut.
Amen.
That's the best way to have it. Keep on living, keep your mouth shut. How can I make more money than he's got? How can I get a better car than he is? All this kind of stuff. Immolation. But the people feel it.
Amen.
That's true. Go ahead.
Wrath.
Just mean and want to get hold of somebody. You don't need to go down and stop and drive pretty slow and see what happens. They get the hump in the hole once you get out of the way. They mad at you somewhere. They want you to get out of the way. We're in a hurry. And he goes behind, get up there, and then he is ready to stop like you caught him with him.
Yes.
And he's so rapid. Just get behind you sometimes, just be breaking their lights.
That's true.
You know it's true.
Yes.
Who feeds on this kind of stuff? The unsaved.
Right.
The soul got nothing to feed on. If it feeds on that kind of thing, he's not living with his dead.
Amen.
Read some more then.
Strife.
Read some more.
Seditions.
All these things. Look them up in your dictionary. But move on down to what the saints feed on. But the fruit of the Spirit. This person is living, dear one, but the fruit of the Spirit
is love.
Is love.
Amen.
The song by the mention love everybody.
Yeah.
The fruit of the Spirit, how can I love you more? And the psalmist says, Savior, help me to love you more and more.
Oh, yeah.
Let me love you more and more.
Yes.
Till there's no feeding. Feeding life is on. That's what it says, isn't it?
Yeah.
Feeding on how to love God more.
Yes.
Where God said to love me, keep my commandment. I'll tell you, we can love God here or not. We can check it out if we love Him right, if we obey His name. Live that way, dear one. Improve our living condition. You know, sometimes they say, why you get a job? So I can improve my living condition.
Yes.
Why did you go to college? So I can improve my living condition. Well, improve its living condition.
Amen.
Get closer to God, dear one.
Amen.
Ask God, help me to have more love of God in my heart.
Yes.
Let's do that. Anybody need any more to love of God in their hearts?
Yeah.
All of us need some more to love of God in our hearts. Lord, help us to feed on how to love you more and more. Read some more of that. What are we going to feed on?
The joy.
Lord, help us to have joy when we're going through a trial and test. I'm thankful that I'm saved.
Yes.
When someone hits you in the face, I'm thankful that I'm saved. Just glory, just joyful. I didn't have to get it back. Isn't that the sense of it? Joyful. Sometimes, you know, before we were saved, we couldn't do that. We had to just let him have it back.
Yes.
But I tell you, you can go through these things if you're living right. Lord, help us here.
True.
Feeding on these things.
Amen.
That's what to feed on. Read some more.
Peace
of mind. Don't get your peace disturbed. If someone just call you all kind of things, but a child of God, just take it.
Amen.
Just take it back to me. Feed on that. Lord, help me to have more of your peace when things are trying to upset me.
Yes.
When the trial and test, when the storms come in, help me to just rest in you.
Yes.
These are things to feed on, see.
Yes.
We're living, see. We're feeding the soul. We're feeding the soul on being at peace. You know, some people can not say anything, but they be so mad down in here.
That's true.
Their jaws might be just a tight.
Yeah.
I tell you, but the Lord can help us, see. To feed on this. Don't be getting no top jack, you know, getting the jaws all tight and whatever. Just be at peace.
Yes.
Lord, help him.
Yes.
You know, Stephen could have gotten very mad, couldn't he?
Yes.
So, he could have. They stoned Stephen to death.
Yeah.
But he looked tough.
Oh,
and he prayed for those people.
Yeah, he did.
What do you think about that?
Yeah.
What do you think about that? They stoned Stephen to death, but he was under the Lord praying for those. They not just to that charge.
Yeah.
I believe they said, look up and saw Jesus.
Yeah.
He's gotten off his throne, and he was standing.
Yeah.
In the book of Acts, say that?
Yeah.
Then he looked up, and he saw Jesus stand. That's the child.
Yeah.
Lord, help us.
Yeah.
That we were mistreated. We can still look to God and pray for those who want to give us a hard time.
Oh, yes.
If you haven't had people to give you a hard time, keep on living this life. You're kind of your face.
Yes, that's right.
Lord, help us. Read some more there. Feed on this.
Long suffering.
How long is that? In other words, is that putting up with? And not when I get mad.
Yes.
When I get mad.
Yes.
Here it come again. What are you going to say this time? Be glad when he stop coming back. But long suffering. See, you know this. How can I be more long suffering, boy? When they just want to listen to my complaints or what I say, here he comes back again, add me to the beginning. I'm getting tired of it.
Yeah.
Here he comes again. Now I've had that phone call. It's probably from him again. Don't answer the phone. Go ahead and answer the phone. Okay, what is it this time, brother, sister? Okay, yes. Long suffering.
Amen.
Anything need that? Feed on that.
Amen.
Lord, help me to have more long suffering.
Yes.
You know it's true.
Yes.
Tell you, sometime when the saints get together, Brother Charles, you know you're taking all the prayer requests. That's all the Lord in prayer.
Yes.
Now that takes some long suffering, doesn't it?
Yes.
Somebody should be able to pray.
Amen.
Lord, help me to be more long suffering and help me to pray more.
Yes.
Feed on these kind of things. Help me to be more long suffering. It's trying to the pastor. And
yes.
He got to do the praying most of the time.
Yes.
He takes a prayer request, and you know that's a job sometimes, but sometimes they put some kind of odd prayer request in.
Yes.
I had a request come in and say, let's pray the Lord to make you keep sick, maybe they get saved. Well, then, you know, I could say, well, okay, well, I can't do that. I had to try to smooth it out so that, you know, well, let's not pray that way, you know. They might get sick, and still might not get saved, they might die.
That's right.
See? The Lord has to help us.
That's right.
That's true.
I'm not speaking of anybody's head.
No. That's
but true. Lord, help us to be more long-suffering.
That's right.
It may come in various means. We might need a word of wise or a companion. You know, she fixed the dinner, and you still out playing on the car. Stop fixing on the lawnmower. Dinner's ready. How you think that wise kid? She's gone through that and fixed the dinner.
Yes.
Come on in, Charles. Your dinner's gotten cold. Long suffering.
Yes.
See, this is needed. We can feed on these things. Lord, help me to be long suffering when he doesn't come to dinner. And when he goes out there working on his car in the wrong glove, help me to be long suffering and try to tell him that's worth it. Put on another shirt, please.
Yes.
Don't use a Sunday shirt. I've been healed of that. Long suffering. Church starts at 7:30. Here come most of them in at 7:45.
Yes.
Yes.
Now maybe you this there and maybe 2-3 people and the song leader's not there.
Yes.
Maybe you can't sing.
Yes.
Maybe this person takes off and starts saying it. Oh, just, you know, just terrible. How you feel? I'm not talking to anyone here. I know this happens. It happens here and it happens every place.
Yes.
That's true.
Yes.
There you are. I wish they'd come on in here, be on time. They come in like nothing's happened.
Yes.
There you are struggling trying to get a song saying. Long suffering.
Yes.
Things like this. Lord, help me.
Yes.
And all of us to be more long suffering. Yes. Feed on these kind of things.
Yes.
These are blessed souls. When you start getting picked on these things, you have something to talk about.
Amen.
That's true.
What else did it say there?
Yes.
Gentleness.
Oh, that's a good living.
Oh, yes.
Feed on these kind of things. See? Lord, help me to be more gentle.
Yes,
ma'am. How can we describe gentleness? Why don't let's take if there was two horses out someplace, and one you can just rub him, and it doesn't move it. One you touch, he might just kick you.
Yes.
I go to pawing, whipping his tail, maybe even bite you. Which one is gentle? The one that didn't do anything while you were rubbing.
Yes.
Are we like that? When somebody rub us wrong. How gentle are you?
You better get your hands off of here.
Yes.
You better leave me alone. Now you messing with something. This is my business. We can rub people wrong by the words we say.
That's
and they can rub you wrong.
That's
right. So how do you take it? Yes. Be gentle with it.
Yes.
Well, you know, so on and so on and so on and so on. I don't care what you're telling me about it. That's not gentle.
That's right.
We can do better than that.
Yeah.
Even if that person does act up, the Lord save us to act right, fools and
fruits. Yeah. So
we can be gentle. They just talk about me, and don't stop talking about me like that. Well, they're talking about Christ.
Yes.
And you know, he didn't just fuss and say, shut up. He didn't say that.
No.
They talked about him. They called him a wise
man.
They called him,
Beelzebub.
They called him all kinds of things. They called him going to be friend with sinners. Well, good. I'm glad he was friend of mine.
Amen.
And that didn't change. He was still Christ. He was gentle and went right on.
Yes.
Lord, help us to be more gentle with each other.
Yes.
And especially those who are not of the household faith.
Yes.
Sometimes people walk in and you never see them before. And They meet your eyes. And then you see someone. That person got a feeling.
Yeah.
You gotta get up and sneak out of there. You know, wait for this missing man and say, my name is so-and-so.
Amen.
Yes. What sent you here? What blew you? What's wrong with you here? That's not good.
No.
I'm glad you came.
Amen.
Come back again. Lord, help us to be more gentle.
Yes.
Feed on these things. To live.
Yes.
Live more of a gentle life.
Yes.
Live more of a forgiving life.
Amen.
Live more of a peaceful life.
Amen.
A more of a long-suffering life. Live this way.
Yes.
This is what God wants.
Yes.
What else is in there?
Goodness.
Just do it along the airline. This person, you just want to be around this person. Does he want to be around you? No answer. Did that something you just like to be around?
That's so.
Does that person have to be around you? Take this. Lord, help him to become more of a good person.
Yeah.
Have more of you on exhibition.
Amen.
In my life.
Yeah.
All these things.
Yeah.
What the soul needs to feed on. Just keep us living in the things that God wants to live in.
Yeah.
What else is there?
Faith.
This ability is enough. Faith. We need the Lord to help us so that our faith will be increased more and more and more. We need faith to get saved, yes, but it goes further than being saved. We need faith to be sanctified. We need faith to be healed. We need faith to pray for the unsaved. We need faith to pray for our sick children. We need more faith than once. Feed on these. Lord, help me to have more faith. But you know what you might do to get more faith.
That's true.
But we can feed on that.
Yes.
Just help us live for God. Increasing our faith more and more. The apostles, the disciples prayed like that. They said, Lord, increase our faith.
Amen.
If I can forgive his brother 70 times 70, increase my faith.
Sure.
Lord, help us that our faith will be increased more and more to live like this.
Yeah.
And we need to live in forgiveness. We need to have a spirit of forgiveness. If they don't come and ask you, forgive him anyway.
Yeah.
It's what Christ did. I'm not going to forgive until you come and ask. No. It's not written like that.
Yes.
Live with a spirit of forgiveness.
Amen.
Lord, help us, dear ones.
Amen.
Thank the Lord, for that's enough of that in there. In the book of John, 5th chapter, verse 1 to 15. St. John 5, 1 to 15. Live to please God.
Amen.
Live in readiness. We don't know when we'll draw our last breath.
That's true.
Right.
So live in readiness.
Amen.
Don't let sin have any part in your life. Not even in thought.
No.
When the enemy brings those thoughts, resist them.
Yes.
Right away. Tell them, take me someplace else. I have no parts in there.
That's right.
I don't belong to you. I belong to the Lord. I'm not living for you. If I'm not living for the devil, I need not take any of what he's trying to give me to.
That's true.
I don't need to take any of his commands. Take them from God.
Amen.
Read on.
After this, there was a feast of the Jews.
After this, there was a feast of the Jews.
And Jesus went up to Jerusalem.
And Jesus went up to Jerusalem.
Now there is at Jerusalem.
Now there is at Jerusalem.
By the sheep pool, by the sheep market
pool. By the sheep market pool.
Which is called in the Hebrew tongue.
Which is called in Hebrew tongue.
Bethesda.
Bethesda.
Having five porches.
Having five porches.
In these lay a great multitude.
That's trying to get out of this pool having five porches of branches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why run out of this one, that one, and so forth. Think about that now. Read on.
In these lay a great multitude.
In these branches, in these little trenches, we might say, lay a multitude
of impotent
folks.
Of blind.
People that couldn't help themselves.
Yes.
There are a lot of those people today. But they're not in those branches. They're just in the world's end.
Yes.
But the Lord can help those people to live.
Yes.
But in these, lay these people waiting for their water to be troubled.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Of blind.
Halt.
Withered. Waiting for the moving of the water.
Whatever your case may be tonight, you can live.
Amen.
If you're blind to spiritual things, God can open up your eyes. If you're crippled along any line of spirituality, God can take care of that. If you need an understanding of how to live, God can take care of that. Everything we need is in the Lord so we can live.
Amen.
But in these ways, people with these various things wrong with them. Read on.
For an angel went down.
Went down in a certain season.
Into the pool.
And troubled the water. Whosoever then,
first after
trouble
of the water
stepped in,
was made whole
whatsoever disease he had.
And a certain man was there. Which added in
now, a certain man was there. He had this condition for 38 years. And this man was dead in sin. But he was kept to be made alive. When God got through with him, when Jesus got through with this man, he was living, wasn't he? Yes. This man was dead in sin, wasn't he? Read on. We're going to prove to you that this man was dead in sin. He was there for 38 years. Read on.
When Jesus saw him lie, knew that he had been a long time in that case. He said unto him.
Underline that. In that case, God knows your case, and He can take care of your case. He knows if you're not living, He can cause you to live if you want to live. Whatever your case may be, it's not too difficult, but God cannot penetrate that case and take care of it.
That's so.
That man began to get up and walk. Freedom.
He said unto him,
"Wilt
thou be made whole?"
Will you be made? Do you want to be made whole tonight? Do you want to be delivered from sin so you can live to serve God? If that's your case, Jesus is your answer tonight, dear one. Jesus can call you to live a life that will not be shameful and a reproach to society. The Word of God says sin is a reproach to any people, but righteousness exalts a nation. Jesus is your answer, dear one.
That's true.
Do you want to be made whole? And he said, what?
The important man answered him.
Sir. Sir.
I have no man.
I got nobody.
But the water.
I bet you got somebody that can plunge it in the blood if you want to be plunged into it, dear one. Jesus can save you and correct whatever it is that needs to be correct and cause you to live right. Yes. I have no one to plunge in, but while I'm coming, another step down ahead of it. But yes. Jesus said, take up your bed and walk, didn't he?
Yes, rise. Take up.
Arise. Notice the action word here. Arise. And arise and live, so to speak. Arise out of sin and live to please God. You can do that, dear one.
Yes.
Skip on down to where you find that man someplace else. And what he told him, you know, if you do this again.
Afterward, Jesus found this man in the temple. And said unto him.
And he said unto this man.
Behold, thou art made whole.
Look now. You've been here for 38 years. You're made whole.
Sin no more. Bless the word.
Do you see that man's case? He was dead 38 years. But when the Lord got through with him, he was alive and able to walk. I tell you, when God gets through with us, we can walk in the newness of life in a whole manner wherever we go and wherever we be. It makes a difference, they want to meet Jesus.
Amen.
We can live, they want. A lot of people are dying and dead in sin.
Yes.
And think they're living. But I tell you, when you make contact with the Lord, it's your choice to live.
Yes.
The Lord wants you to live every day to please Him. He wants every person to get out of sin.
Amen.
That's true.
Stop living a dead life and live a life. This is what He wants. I believe the Lord is through, and I'm through. And God bless you.
Amen.